All right, here we go, folks. This is another podcast episode of Audio Motivation. I'm Andy O'Brien, and I'm thrilled to have Dr. Stan Harris, a.k.a. Dr. Breakthrough. Now, in case you don't know about Dr. Stan, at age six, Stan was beaten, tarred, and feathered by a teenage gang. Out of 7 billion people in the world, he's one of less than 100 people who have attained the highest honors, the 10th degree black belt. He's been inducted to the Black Belt Hall of Fame and the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame with GetMotivation.com. A minister, master motivator, leverages martial arts and marketing. What a combo to get his breakthrough message to the masses. He's spoken to crowds as large as 17,000, spoken in all 50 states, 27 countries, earning more as much as $47,000 in 1 hour. On one occasion, he fasted for 102 days with nothing but water and juice, lost 100 pounds. He's been a college professor with a doctorate in divinity and a PhD. He's built an organization recently from zero to 22,800 distributors in only 5 short months, resulting in a 6-figure per month income. Perhaps the most entertaining, enlightening, and electrifying speaker on the circuit today. He's written 4 best-selling books and just launched his 5th. At www.drbreakthrough.com, and he's met and married the woman of his dreams. Now they work as a team and aspire to inspire breakthroughs even after they've expired. So, Dr. Breakthrough, welcome back. I think I had you on about 10 years ago for Audio Motivation. It is so great to hook back up with you.
Well, man, it's a privilege and a pleasure, a treat and a treasure, a joy beyond measure to be here on Audio Motivation. I love what you do, man. I love this concept, and I'm glad to be reconnected. And I, by the way, I want to hear that guy speak who's you just read that stuff about. I want to hear that guy.
How about that, huh? In the flesh here.
Take something out when I tell audiences across the world. My wife and I, we were just in Jamaica, and man, a great time in Kingston. I got to do all the things I love at the same time. So imagine this. One day I spoke to 1,500 teenagers at a success conference. The next day, I'm speaking to several businesses, and they pay real good in Jamaica, by the way, and they're bringing me back. But then the next day, I preach at a church, and oh, man, they had a 7 o'clock in the morning service. The pastor said, do you want to do 7 or 11? I said, I'll do both. My wife's like, what did he say, 7 o'clock in the morning? I was like, it's okay. And I'm thinking these people are super spiritual. I found out the 7 o'clock crowd, there was 500 people there. At the 11 o'clock, Andy, there was 400 different people, and I found out why. It gets hot in Jamaica around about 12 o'clock and they don't have air conditioning, or they didn't have it at that particular church.
So, oh, man.
But and then the next 2 days, we just chilled. So I got to do all that. And then I got to do my martial arts demonstration. So doing all that combined. And that's what I love, man, about living life. Here's my acronym for life, and I turn it back to you. L-I-F-E, live in freedom every day. And that's what I love to empower people to do.
Beautiful. So the people listening to this who might be, you know, struggling, trying to, you know, build their network or sell for their own business, things like that, and they get dejected, they're tired of going through this month-to-month grind or day-to-day or whatever, and they're kind of losing focus and losing hope. If you had somebody like that and you decided to, you know, to pull them aside by the lapels, what would you say to them to kind of give them a burst of motivation?
Awesome, man. Well, I tell you what. First, I would tell them that every master was at once a mess. Therefore, every mess can one day be a master. And when a person goes from being a mess to a master, they got a message that if they just get to the masses, they can make millions. Oh, come on, somebody. Oof. So people see me as a, and now as in the martial arts, I'm a grandmaster, but I was just looking at my picture when I first started, man, and I used to trip over my own feet. I was a mess. They laughed at me. They called me Mr. Baboon, you know? So what I'm saying is this, people today, they look, the people that they admire and respect and the businesses they admire and respect, you're looking at someone or something that has been through multiple breakthroughs, and you're unfairly, unjustly trying to compare yourself now to where they are. But the only way they got to where they are, they had to go through the place you're at now. So don't feel bad because of what you're feeling now. Don't get down on yourself. So what I would tell people is this, Andy, and that is simply this, and you might want to write this down, and this is part of in my book, by the way, and that is FOCUS stands, my acronym is firmly on course until successful. Now, I didn't say firmly on course until stressful, because that's where most people are. And most people aren't willing to understand the power of focus. So again, focus, firmly on course until successful. When I got started in martial arts, like I said, I tripped over my own feet. When I started speaking years ago, I was so bad, I didn't even like hearing myself. I mean, it was terrible, right? But here's the key. And if you have something to write with, folks, I always say note takers are money makers, and the weakest ink is stronger than the strongest memory. So here's a quote you got to get and live this. This is what I live. And this will take you from where you are now to where you want to be. And that is this. You got to be committed to the process of being or feeling bad long enough until you can get good. Let me say again. You got to be committed to the process of feeling bad or being bad long enough until you can get good. See, that's what happened to me in the martial arts. I was bad. I didn't just feel bad. I mean, I was terrible. But guess what? I was committed to the process. By the way, don't allow the pain of the process to keep you from your promise. I said, don't allow the pain of the process to keep you from your promise. Your promise is on the other side of your pain. And everything you want in life is on the other side. I say it this way. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So you got to come out of your comfort zone. So listen, you got to go through this period. I did a powerful training for a group last week called You Got to Take the You got to replace the E with a P if you want to see more success in B. What does that stand for? You got to replace the E emotion with P principles if you want to see greater success in business. So in other words, everybody in business gets to a place where they want to throw in the towel, they want to quit. I was just listening to a guy, an incredible young guy, but he was talking about how he almost went through bankruptcy on two different occasions. You know, people hear me and they hear about, oh, he got paid $47,000 to speak 1 hour. Oh, working with this company and making six-figure a month. Listen, but I know what it's like to also have nothing. I know what it's like, Andy, to be in a place where one company that jilted me from millions and I end up being homeless. Now, thank God somebody let me stay at their house, but not just homeless, Andy. Think about this. Phoneless.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
When you don't have a home, that's one thing, but when you don't have a phone, guess what? Here's what I love. Here's what helped me. One of my main mentors, Bill Bailey, bless his heart, and may he rest in peace right now and joy. But I asked him one time, I said, Mr. Bailey, what's the worst day of your life? He said, you know, Dr. Breakthrough, nobody's ever asked me that. I said, well, look, I know how to handle when things are going good. I want to know what do you do when things are going bad? And he said, well, the worst day of my life is the day I lost $12 million. I was like, you had 12 to lose? And I said, well, tell me, what'd you do? He said, well, here's what he said, I had to have a talk with myself. He said, I realized if I did it once before, first of all, I could do it again.
Right.
Secondly, I could do it again easier. Why? Because I'm older now and I got more experience. But number three, I could do it again easier and faster because I know what I did before and I don't have to do the mistakes I did before. And I could do it. And guess what? I said, what? He said, I did it. I was like, wow, I appreciate that. So for those you going through, listen, keep that in mind. Two things. Again, when you learn to grow through what you're going through, that's when you get your breakthrough. Stop asking disempowering questions like, why me? And how long is this going to last? Look, life, my good friend Les Brown says, we were speaking together in London. He says this all the time. He said, life will knock you down. But as long as you can fall down on your back, as long as you can fall on your back, you look up, you can get up. So here's the thing. So replace the E, emotion, with P, principles. You got to learn to live your life based on principles. And the principle is this, my friend. The principle is you may be just 3 feet from goal. I often say you're one step from a massive breakthrough. So you got to learn also to get around other people who have been where you are, but who continued on, and you can be inspired. And that's why I love what you're doing, Andy. And that's why I love the question you just asked, because there's several people right now, you're at that frustrated place and you think you might not make it. Let me tell you something somebody told me I was at a place when I thought I couldn't make it, and somebody older and wiser said to me, young man, you will make it out of this. I said, sir, you know how they say there's light at the end of the tunnel? I said, I don't see a light. I can't even see the tunnel. And here's what he said, Andy, and it gave me a breakthrough. He said, if you can't see your way, believe that I believe in you, and I believe you will make it through. And you'll not just make it through, you're going to be bigger and better. One day you're going to look back on this day and you're going to say, you know, I couldn't see my way. I'm glad this guy saw it for me. So he said, just believe in my belief in you. And that changed my life. And that's why I love speaking, because I like to speak life into people. I like to tell people, hey, if you're a mess right now, if your marriage is a mess, if your business is a mess, if things aren't going your way, and you may have been doing good at one point, and now you're back down, and guess what? Your emotions will tell you that's it, your time is over. No, I come to tell you, just keep on keeping on. See, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, and the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. If care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must. But don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. Many a struggler turns about. When they might have won it, they stuck it out. Don't give up when the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out. The silver tint of the cloud of doubt. You never can tell how close you are. Victory may be near, though it seems afar. So stick to your fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you just mustn't quit. And when I do my breakthrough training, I teach people that a breakthrough usually comes right when you feel like you're about to break down, right? Yep. So again, get folks, you want to get a, you want to have somebody that you can tie, you want to be tying into these audio motivation. And by the way, can I give all of your listeners a free gift right now? Is that okay?
That would be awesome, Stan.
Okay, I've got a Dr. Breakthrough app. It costs thousands and thousands of dollars to be produced. It costs me $49 a month just to host it month after month after month. But my wife and I, it's our way of giving back. And by the way, my wife, I call her name is Nadia, but I call her my ABCD. And that stands for Adorable Brown Caramel Delight. Yes. But anyway, so we want to give back. So free, you go into your app store, just look up Dr. Breakthrough all together. Dr. Break, B-R-E-A-K, through. T-H-R-O-U-G-H. And you're going to get that app. You're going to download and make sure you accept it where it can send through push button notifications, because I send powerful quotes and different affirmations through. By the way, there's about 33 powerful little short audios you're going to get instant access to. And it's all free. You're going to get those powerful quotes. I mean, and I'm going to give you one right now and then turn it back to Andy. But this is the main quote that when I get clients and I coach people, this is the first thing I have them memorize. One gentleman over the last 14 months, this one quote he said freed him up to be able to make $1.2 million. He'd never made $1 million before in his life. He didn't think it was possible for him. But this one quote did it. And then, of course, you know, he hired me as his coach and trainer, and I've mentored him in some areas. So it goes like this. And by the way, it's inside the app. It's right inside the app. It goes like this. When I make up my mind to do something, God orchestrates circumstances to align themselves in my favor. When I say I can't, my mind stops trying. But when I ask how can I, my mind keeps searching till it finds a way. There is a way, and I will find it. If not, I guess I'll have to invent it. See, Benjamin Disraeli said, nothing can resist the human will, which will stake even its existence on the extent of its purpose. And when you just make up your mind, like when I was a six-year-old boy and I got beaten by a gang of teenagers, they beat me up, threw me out in the middle of the field. I mean, they stomped all over me. I was bleeding from everywhere you can bleed, and you would think that was enough. No, it wasn't enough. They flipped me over, took a great big old bucket of tar, poured it on my face, poured it on my body, took a bunch of feathers, threw them on me, and they left me there literally for dead. Somebody found me, rushed me to the hospital. I don't know where this came, but as a six-year-old boy, I said, I'm going to learn how to protect myself. A six-year-old boy, in my mind, I made up that decision. And next thing that happened, my mother won a free month of karate lessons. Now, some people say coincidence. No, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. My four brothers, none of them went to watch, just me. And after a while, her free lessons, you know, free is good, but when you're serious, you're willing to invest. And just, she started paying her money after a free month ran out. And she got better and better. And one day, Andy, she got too good. You got to ask me, what's too good?
What's too good?
Her and her boyfriend got in a fight and she knocked him out. So when I saw a 5'1" woman knock out a 6'1" man, I said, this karate stuff, I got to learn it. But where did it come from? A 6-year-old boy had been beaten, tarred, and feathered, and I made up my mind. And what happened? Circumstances aligned themselves. And now, all these years later, 50 years later, I'm one of 110th degree black belts in the world, retired as a heavyweight champion with Karate World Rating System. And now I travel the world. Now, by the way, I've been to 28 countries, but empowering people. And my friend, I made a decision. So you got to make a decision. And by the way, we can talk about this if you have a few more moments. My newest book is called How to Build a Big Team Fast, subtitled 7 Simple Principles That Will Create Larger Teams and Commissions. And this book chronicles, by the way, and I cover in here, by the way, I give a principle of how to never get another no again. Now think about this for a minute. How to never get another no again. And that's in chapter number 4. You'll find that powerful principle that will help you. But I'll throw one thing at you right now. It's something called SWSWSWSW. That stands for some will, some won't. So what? Someone else is waiting. See, when you get a no, when don't you know, people get rejected and feel rejected. No, listen. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone else is waiting. As a matter of fact, I do a training and I say most people won't. Only a few will, but it only takes a few. And then from there, you can start building. So, but, you know, we can talk maybe later about this book. But, you know, one company, Andy, my wife and I, we built a team of over 13,000 distributors in 3 months. Unfortunately, the owner made me some promises he didn't keep. And so I left that company. And here's what I want people to know. The principles in this book are so powerful that I've been atop of 7 different companies in 6 different industries. So some people are only successful in one kind of industry, but I teach what's called transcendent principles. Matter of fact, one lady got this book. She said, I'm not a networker or a home-based business person, but this book really will help a person become the best version of themselves because you cover leadership and psychology and mindset and all those powerful principles. But here's the thing. I built another company of 22,826 people, as you mentioned when you were reading some of those bullet points. And with that company, I was earning 6-figure income per month, month after month after month. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That was really great. But guess what? Eventually, the company had problems. And can you imagine? That was such a great golden egg that I canceled everything else and focused on that one thing. And the company got shut down. And I went from 100 grand a month to 0.
Oh, guess man.
I caught up on my prayer life real quick. But guess what? Because of what I learned and because of what my mentor taught me, I said, if I did it before, I can do it again. And so I started another company. And by the way, a company I've been working with for 4 years now, they bought me board as a national training director. And that's the only way I work with companies today. But they bought me as a national training director. And I still speak for about 40 different companies. But here's what happened. Because what I train, it works. I started recruiting people to that little, it's a generic tool that people can use. And I personally recruited over 812 people in the last 4 years. And I now have a team of over 1.5 million. Now, unfortunately, I don't get paid off all those 1.5 million, but it's pretty good bragging rights, right? But
sure.
Really, I want to impress you so I can impress upon you that the book, How to Build a Big Team Fast, I believe it will make the difference in your life. If you're a parent, it'll help you be a better parent. If you're a pastor, and I had a pastor the other day buy 10 copies. He said, I'm going to use this for my top leaders. Then he said, I'll probably buy a whole box, resell it to my congregation, and take them through the book. He did that with my last book, Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed. So, again, I want you to check it out, www.howtobuildabigteamfast. And, Andy, I just want to throw that if we can do this. For the first 100 people, I did a special, although that's over with now, because just today alone, I did a call and we had 52 people jump on and order the book from the call I did the day. So we're way over the 100 mark now. But what I'm going to do, because I know you and your heart, and because I know, man, the audio motivation, I love it. Listen to so many of them myself. I want to give your audience a special. So here's what's going to happen. Although my $297 worth of bonuses, it's over with. If you go to www.howtobuildabigteamfast.com, and when you click on order, it's only $20. And in the memo section, the second page is a memo section, put in there audio motivation, or please send bonuses. But audio motivation is what's got to be there. And the staff will know that you are still going to get those $297 worth of bonuses that I gave out to people the first 100, although you don't qualify. But because you're connected to Andy O'Brien and audio motivation, if you put in the memo, you will get the special like autographed copy with your name on it, a special like, get this now, get on the jet to your success because the bus takes too long. you're going to get an hour training that I did on building a big team. By the way, the $47,000 I got paid to speak for 1 hour, that was for a company on this very topic on building a big team. And I've got an hour snippet of that training that you're going to get. Anyway, $297 worth of value. There's a few other things in there. You're going to get, my friend, absolutely free when you just order the $20 book, How to Build a Big Team Fast, as long as you put in the memo section audio motivation or Andy O'Brien, and we'll take it. Is that, would that be good for you?
That is phenomenal, Stan. Thank you for doing that. So what's the link again, Stan?
www.howtobuildabigteamfast.com.
Okay.
That's the same title of the book, How to Build a Big Team Fast. By the way, if you're a team leader, man, I love doing calls. You know, I got a breakthrough team building training, generic training I do. I love speaking for companies, churches. I'm also a minister and so forth. And we just love, like I said, my wife and I, we aspire to inspire breakthroughs even after we've expired. That's why when Andy said, hey, I'd love to do an interview, I'm like, man, if you're waiting for me, you're late.
Oh, man. Boy, it's been too long, Stan. This is now I remember how powerful you are after all these years. Thank you so much. This is it's just been pure gold here.
But can I say this, Andy? If you can spot it, it's because you got it. Come on now. Oof. See, if you weren't powerful, Andy, you couldn't recognize power. So I thank you. I appreciate that compliment. But again, understand, if you can spot it, it's because you got it. And folks, those of you part of audio motivation, if I were you, I would get everybody to listen to audio motivation, get part of this. It's the one thing, listen, that can help you perhaps more than anything else, because why? It's going to help you redesign your mind. I'm working on a new book, Andy, you're going to love this one. It's called Mental Self-Defense, subtitled How to Defend Yourself Against Your Greatest Opponent, which is your undisciplined or subconscious mind.
Sign me up for that one. That's awesome. Dr. Stan Harris, Dr. Breakthrough, thank you so much for joining us on Audio Motivation, and good luck with everything, and best of luck with the book, and just keep on doing what you're doing, my man.
Hey, well, thank you. Can I leave your listeners with a quick poem?
Please do.
The most dangerous people are not the ones who hit you with clubs and rob you with guns. The thief won't attack your character traits, nor belittle your abilities to your face. It likely will be a well-meaning friend who merely crushes your will to win. No, he doesn't rob you at point of gun. He simply says it can't be done. And when pointed to many who already are, he smiles and says they're better than we are. Personality-wise and abilities too, they're way ahead of what others can do. And it matters not that his words are untrue, for you feel that others must know you. So you're robbed of your hopes, your dreams to succeed. Robbed of the faith that makes you believe, and left to doubt if you'll ever achieve. So the deadliest of people is not he with a gun, but he or she who tells you it can't be done. For that taken by burglars can be gotten again, but nothing can replace your will to win. My name is Dr. Stan Harris. They call me Dr. Breakthrough. Again, www.howtobuildabigteamfast.com. If you want to see me break bricks, go to www.drbreakthrough.com. You'll see me walk out, talk for a while, turn around. All of a sudden, there's bricks in front of me with things written on it like fear and procrastination. And then I break those bricks, symbolizing you can break through the hard things. And by the way, we believe in you. And that's what Audio Motivation and Andy O'Brien and Dr. Breakthrough, that's what we're all about. God bless you.